We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds.
Hey there, welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and the Eurostep Podcast Network. I'm Ty Winnish, and I'm joined as always by my real-life co-host, Rohan Kadi. We are in person, in front of Fiserv Forum, looking at the NBA championship banner right after the parade and ceremony. Our first meeting, somehow. Rohan, how's it going?
I'm doing great. This is weird. It's really funny to see you just do the intro by a light pole or whatever it is right outside the arena. This place is electric right now. It's insane. This has been an insane morning and afternoon.
Yeah. We've segued into both. The parade started at 11. I think we were both at the latter end of the parade. It took us more than an hour to see anyone. But by the time the players, coaches, personnel, former players showed up, it was electric. I think the first person I recognized was probably Michael Redd. No, I think Brandon Jennings was first, then Michael Redd, Marcus Johnson. We had the legends honored. Thanasis was in an unmarked car somewhere, and then the buses with the players came. Rohan was on the good side, but still, not complaining. I got to see and celebrate with Bryn Forbes, Dante DiVincenzo, and Bobby Portis, who acquired a WWE belt from somewhere. Rohan, what were your thoughts and experiences at the parade? How was it for you? I know you had a good rail seat, so that you were living large.
It was great. I think me and my friend, we were there for like an hour and a half. We got here at around like 9:40-ish. We were just doing laps, trying to find a spot. We decided to go on the bridge near the end of the route. We did get the good side. We got PJ. We got Chris. We got Drew. We got Giannis. We got Bud. We got Bud absolutely hammered out of his mind. Just, this was incredible, an incredible scene. It's just great to see everyone out here enjoying it. This scene is electric. Like, this is Thursday morning / afternoon, just in the middle of the week. And everyone showed out. It's incredible.
I've never seen a more convincing argument for open carry in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. There were people carrying like 12ers of Bud Light up. I may have partaken in some PBR. It's hard to say. But there was the parade that was great. The crowds were incredible. My question to you quick, Rohan. I think there was supposed to be between 500,000 and 1 million people here. I have not counted by hand, but I think I've seen more Bucks fans than there were Bucks fans when we started doing the Win in Six podcast, when we started writing. What are your thoughts just on the amount of people in Bucks gear who showed up at this parade and celebration?
It's incredible. That's the word. That's the buzzword I'm going to use. Just absolutely incredible. The city feels it. They were talking about this during the celebration. It feels like everyone was united. Everyone came together for a common cause, and that's to support this Milwaukee Bucks team. They showed out when they actually won it, because they won the title, and we're out here celebrating that. It's incredible. The amount of people here is incredible. Again, I couldn't count on my hands how many people there were. I don't think anyone could, realistically. but there were definitely a lot of people here. More people than just knew the Bucks existed back when we started writing. Beautiful scene. Everyone's having a great time enjoying this Bucks team. That's all you can ask for.
That is all you can ask for. And I think first time I meet Rohan Kadi, my co-host of nearly 2 years, 2 years in November, I'm standing behind someone and I'm like, October, and I'm like, I think that's Rohan, but I'm not positive. We're sending texts. No one's getting signal. They're coming through from iPhone or text message. I'm like very creepily like, is this the shirt you're wearing? It ended up it was Rohan. We met up. We didn't hear a ton of the onstage celebration, but it was still epic. It was still great. It's hilarious to me. I think Bobby Portis still got the biggest ovation. After game six, it's hard to blame the fans, but I mean, what were your thoughts on the celebration, what we got to see? And I mean, I think PJ was probably a highlight for what he did, but what did you get out of the celebration being here live in person for it?
I knew this would be probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hopefully it's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it very well might be. You don't know if this is ever going to happen again, and especially even if it does, the first time is the sweetest. You just have to be here if you can. That's what I took from it. You mentioned that we couldn't really hear a whole lot. That's fine. I know I'm there. I can watch that back later. Anyone can watch that back later. I know not everyone gets the opportunity to come down here. I did. So we had to make the best of the opportunity that we had and witness history. It was incredible. You mentioned PJ. PJ was sloshed out of his mind. This guy has said three words for the past 24 hours.
We are dogs.
We got dogs. We are dogs. That's all he knows how to say right now. He's still drinking somewhere. He's going to continue drinking probably for the next foreseeable future. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Brooke is going to bring the champagne on the flight to Disney World so he can wear Smash Mountain. That's what he said. I think he tried to start a chant at some point. Yeah. It did not work. Incredible. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I think beautiful is the best word. Did not hear a single word Chris Middleton said, but it was still beautiful to see Chris Middleton at one of these things. I mean, you just see that you see the parades every year, right? You see the clips, you see the pictures, the video, and to stand here in Milwaukee, a couple hundred yards from Fiserv Forum, I'm looking in Chris's eyes right now in the History Made banner. It was a little unnerving, but to see our guys who we've rooted for 8 years in some case, 3 years, maybe a couple months for PJ, less than a year for Drew. To see them be the guys who are up there getting champagne. I mean, PJ was guzzling champagne. At one point, the crowd around me thought he was going to yak. He had so much. Kind of stumbled for a minute. He recovered. It's just incredible to see this happen and to see the energy around us. I mean, again, we're going to harp on this in this pod, but the amount of fans that are here, the amount of jerseys, and there's a ton of Giannis, but it's not just Giannis. I saw a black Kareem Bucks jersey. Certainly, it's like a custom. I don't think they ever wore black. That was cool. I've seen Jennings. I've seen Holiday. I've seen Middleton. I'm sure we'll see Portis in the next year. It's just awesome to see this level of support and all these potential listeners. Welcome to the Eurostep if you never listened before.
I saw a couple Bobby Portis jerseys.
Okay.
I saw two people walking side by side, both number 9, that said Bobby Buckets. Which is incredible. I saw a Tim Thomas jersey.
Oh!
Breaking out those. Just anything that was possible. I saw someone with a purple signed hat. I don't know who it was signed by. There's so much gear. It was funny. During the parade, some people were tossing out gear. One of the people yeeted a shirt into the river on accident. It was incredible. No one caught it. Everyone just looked stunned around them. Before I forget, I have to mention, on the parade, Brandon Jennings was like the first person, by the way, besides Herb Cole. We didn't mention Herb Cole.
Herb Cole.
Shout out to Herb Cole, absolute legend. But Brandon Jennings, free hand caught a beer in his hand, like a can of beer, from a fan on looking. And then he was looking at the crowd because everyone wanted him to just down it. And he's like, man, I can't do this. He's finally succumbed to the pressure and then just poured it all over himself. It was the best scene ever. I wish I had it on video.
Someone does.
Hopefully someone does. Just incredible scene. Incredible scene.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's just been so cool. Marcus going crazy with some various sons with him on the car. There was like random cars coming through. It was an interesting parade scene, but it was perfectly Bucks. It was just so cool. I mean, to see everyone show out, to see the guys having a great time, to see, you know, Bud lit. We'll say lit. There's a lot of meetings. We'll see a lot of guys lit. That was incredible. And shout out, I want to give a shout out, especially Zora Stevenson, who had a very hard job talking over a very warm, it's very hot here in Milwaukee, unruly crowd. She was amazing. The questions were great. We didn't always hear the answers, but shout out to Zora for that. I still kind of can't believe we're here. I'm so glad that we are. It's just, you keep saying it, Rohan, incredible is the perfect word. Bucks fans are still just mobbing around us. There's so many out here. I don't even know how much more I have to say. I mean,
I have to say one thing. Adam McGee will love this. Big time tie has been realized. He was picked out of the crowd. He was recognized. He got a fist bump, said Bucks Twitter legend. Whoever you are, tweet tie. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this.
That's a follow.
Yes. So that was incredible. Got a fist bump, big time tie. I was standing there too. I didn't get recognized, but that's cool.
The second time you did, shout out to T. Hutch.
Oh, yeah, T. Hutch. That was incredible. Nice to meet you, man. It was great. Sorry if people were trying to find us and couldn't, but it was a great scene. It was nice to see everyone. It was nice to finally meet you, Ty. Just incredible scene.
It was nice to meet you, Jordan. Yeah, my phone was done sending any sort of communication soon after I got here. There's just too many people. Listen, we'll have to do a live Eurostep at some point now that we're hopefully opening up again soon. TBD on that, but it was incredible to be here. I'm glad we took it in. I don't think we're going to record much longer because we have lives to go live around Milwaukee as everything goes crazy. But, Rohan, I'm just glad I got to share this with you and with everyone else out here. I think this is the first time we've recorded in our non-usual digital, whether it's, you know, locker room or whatever it is, Zoom. But to be here to do this live after the championship, I can't think of a better first time. We'll have to have a pod dictating who gets retired and who doesn't. I have some thoughts on that. But for now, all I can think of is pure joy, pure elation. Happy to be here. Bucks in six. We don't have to say it anymore. It happened.
They won in six. Got to change the art. Adam and Jordan, figure that out. But yeah, it's incredible. Again, we're not at our normal setups, obviously. So we can't read out like a five-star review or anything. But make sure you do leave one on Apple. Make sure you're subscribed on your pod platform of choice. Wild, wild episode this is. Go Bucks. They won. They did it. Enjoy. This has been a cool episode. The best episode so far.